Chapter 25, Athens, the Airport, and Miss Berlin. After the Philip Morris production was wrapped, we all left Santorini by boat and headed for the airport in Athens, where we would continue on to our destinations. Mine would be Paris, but something would happen at that airport that would not only change the course of my journey, but would bless me with one of the most unforgettable days of my life. Before I get into what happened, let me point out that in my mind, I was a stud. I had just gotten done with a big modeling job in the Greek Isles, working with a top photographer and having beaten out 100 of the best-looking models in Paris to get that job. I was tanned from sitting on that hut rooftop during the photo shoot, and I felt like Hercules himself. Back then at the airport in Athens, the waiting area was sort of a rooftop, if I'm not mistaken, with seating and kiosks selling coffee and whatnot, as everyone waited for their flights while suntanning, so to speak, enjoying the beautiful weather and atmosphere of Greece. So I'm sitting there lapping up the sun, feeling like the celebrity that I thought I was, and waiting for my flight like everyone else, when this absolutely sexy blonde Playmate of the Year type walks by, and I just couldn't take my eyes off of her. And without hesitation, I got up and followed her to a small coffee kiosk and stood right behind her as she ordered her whatever. And when she turned around to go back to her seat in the sun, I was there standing right in front of her. And I looked this very beautiful, sexy as hell stranger right in the eyes, and I said, "You are so beautiful. Can I kiss you?" And without hesitation, she says yes, almost as if she wasn't surprised. It was all just spur of the moment, and there we were, making out right there, right on that airport rooftop, oblivious of everyone. So after we finished kissing, she takes out a piece of paper, writes down her name and a phone number, looks into my eyes, and says in her German accent so invitingly, "If you're ever in Berlin," and hands me a little piece of paper with her name and phone number written on it. The whole scenario took no more than a couple of minutes, and that is a true story verbatim. I mean, who would do something like that? At that time in my life, I would, I could, and I did. And again, my choice of drug in those days was girls and sex, and oh yeah, new countries. Sex with a stranger drove me more than anything else on earth. In retrospect, that confidence and go-with-the-flow attitude that I had in those days opened up many a door for me, as I truly thought that I could do anything that I wanted to do, such as ask a beautiful girl in an airport whom I had never laid eyes on before if I could kiss her. If you think you can, you can. End of chapter.